Now, here's some useful tips. Make sure the journey is solid. Always get yourself in position before you deal a card. You're ready in the bedroom at the first stage, ready for the first card. To start with, if you find it difficult to imagine, try closing your eyes as soon as each card is dealt. Remember, with your eyes shut, you promote alpha and theta waves, and you're blocking out distractions. It's easier to concentrate and visualize. One tip, imagine that the area is quiet. If you're in a town, float through it and imagine it's a ghost town. All the inhabitants have disappeared. Now, the ghost town is about to be brought to life by the characters that are about to materialize through your imagination. Now, interestingly, here's a passage from a Roman author written 2,000 years ago with exactly the same advice. It is better to form one's memory loci in a deserted and solitary place, for crowds of passing people tend to weaken the impressions. Now, also, you might be tempted to think that you simply don't know enough locations to store all the information you need. Well, your imagination will ensure that you never run out, because as the ancient author says, even a person who thinks that he does not possess enough sufficiently good loci can remedy this. For thought can embrace any region whatsoever, and in it, and at will, construct the setting of some place. Now, what he was trying to say was, you can use imaginary settings. In other words, if you think about it, there are an infinite number of imaginary places that you could create in your own mind to house your mnemonic images. Now, the Greeks employed a healthy mixture of fictitious places as well as real ones, and they often combined the two. For example, if there aren't enough rooms in your house to make a long enough route, you could always create an extra floor or dig out a basement. Anything's possible. And of course, you don't need to apply for planning permission. Now, a word on visualization. Believe it or not, I don't see an image in immaculate detail. I cannot reproduce perfect internal images. I suspect I do when I'm dreaming, but not when I'm memorizing. Anyway, I don't need that much detail for the image to stick in my mind. Think about this. If I say to you now, don't look round, but behind you, Nelson Mandela is standing there. Think about it. You have enough of an internal image to picture him there. You don't need a faithfully reproduced image. You know he's standing there. Just a few reminders, like that characteristic voice, that smiley, pleasant face, a flash of grey hair here and there. That's all the things you need to know that Nelson Mandela is standing there behind you, to make him memorable. And that's where logic kicks in. What the hell is he doing there anyway? So please don't feel that visualization is the be-all and end-all to imagination. Use whatever works: sound, taste, feel, movement, exaggeration, and so on. Imagination is a combination of all these things.